TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox. Happy Black Friday. Hopefully you've heard me before here on 97.1 FM Talk, giving the crew a day off today, which meant that I spent yesterday kind of looking at news more so than actually enjoying Thanksgiving, although I did have some fun with some friends, but it wasn't as big a deal as some people made it or posted pictures about on Facebook, that's for sure, because I was mostly just keeping an eye on the news and watching a few football games. My Chiefs lost, brokenhearted. Oh, well, I don't know if they could even make the playoffs at this point. Who knows? I'm not even getting into that this morning. Good morning, Drew. How you doing, bud?
I'm good. I'm awake.
Good. Yeah, you're awake. I know. Mornings are an interesting thing. Do you work mornings very often?
Yeah, my schedule is kind of random. I help out here on Mark Cox's show and then yeah. KMOX. It's just kind of random.
Got it. I was thinking about it last night. I did mornings for the better part of 20 years, 5 days a week. And I was thinking about it this morning when I was getting up. I got like an hour of sleep last night. No one cares about that. We're not special because there are plenty of first responders. No, right? There are first responders, people who deliver the physical newspaper, people who work in bakeries, tons of people who get up in the middle of the night to go to work. So I'm not whining at all. But some nights you just simply you cannot get to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
You toss and you turn and you look at the clock and you say, okay, if I go to bed right now, I'll get 6 hours. If I go right now, I'll get 4.5. You know that deal, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh my gosh. It was last night. That was for me. But like I said, we're not special in radio because a lot of people live their lives like that and do crazy schedules and get up very early. And there are people who get up early. It's weird because, you know, Black Friday used to be a special thing where people got up early, right? They'd stand outside of Best Buy or whatever. But now Black Friday's a whole month.
You got Cyber Monday too.
Yeah, every week, though, has been Black Friday. I mean, if you watch the home shopping channels, which sometimes I do because I just can't take politics anymore, I'll just turn it on just to zone out. And every day's Black Friday for them. Black Friday deals here, Black Friday deals there. The other day I was looking for a pillow. I have a friend who's ill, and I was looking for a certain kind of pillow, and I went into a mattress store. And he said, well, it's this much money, but I have a Black Friday price. I'm like, it's not even close to Thanksgiving. So it's losing its cachet. It used to be such a special thing where we all looked forward to the deals we'd get. Now it's like, it's Black Friday month.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how it goes. So we are doing this live right now on which Facebook page are we doing this on? I want to make sure I'm clear.
Should be on Mark Cox's
Mark Facebook Cox page. Morning Show. Okay. If people want to watch that, they can check that out. Yeah. And by the way, the text line is always open and we're going to take some text on that a little bit later on various subjects. 314-241-9797. Do me a favor, put it in your phone. Just put it in your phone under 97.1 because you're going to forget it. And then if I say something crazy or Mark says something crazy, which he always does, that crazy crew, Mark Reardon, Annie Fry, anybody, you're going to go, what's that number again? 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. What's going on with this warehouse fire? 5 alarms, multiple buildings have caught fire in downtown St. Louis right now. This is crazy.
I went down there. I was driving down here this morning. I see the blaze. This is like the second time I've seen one downtown. So I had to like investigate a little bit, and it was just the whole building.
Okay, here's my question. Now, they're saying, the news is reporting that these are old factories. So are we talking about empty buildings here? I'm not real clear because I don't know.
The blaze was pretty high, so I'd assume there was like at least some remnants of just like, I don't know, maybe pallets or something, because it was like the full building on fire. So there had to be something there.
And they're also saying that nearby electric lines and railroad tracks have also caught fire. I mean, for heaven's sake, this is crazy. 5 alarms. When's the last time you heard about a 5-alarm fire? 5 alarms? Wow. So they're saying, according to officials here, they're saying the size of this fire will likely cause it to burn, to continue burning into Sunday.
Wow.
You know, God bless our firefighters. You know, a lot of people say, oh, they sit around the firehouse all day, you know, firehouse and do nothing. That's not true. First of all, they're busy around the firehouse. Not that they don't get their downtime, but they're busy around the firehouse. And God bless them when they're here 2 seconds after you need them, which is the case, you know, for most of us. You live close enough to where they can really make a difference. And my friends had a garage fire last year, and the whole house would have gone up if the fire department hadn't been there in 2 minutes.
Wow.
I mean, the entire, you know, you don't think about those garage doors, the door. I'm not talking about the outside. I'm talking about the door from the garage into the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're a certain thing. A lot of times they're metal and whatnot, and they're supposed to keep the fire in the garage. And that's exactly how it worked.
Yeah.
It was able to hold back the flames until the fire department was able to get there. So God bless these people, because, you know, there was a time in history where entire towns would go. Fires would just take off, and blocks of houses would go, you know, back in the day. And then people want to complain about the fire department. You know what? I would, you know, I don't know. We can talk about the London fire. There are lots of other fires that have occurred throughout history where entire towns have gone up in flames. And so God bless the fire department, and let's hope everybody stays safe. And I don't know if they're empty or not, those buildings. So hopefully there's nobody in them who's getting hurt. But, you know, firefighters can get hurt in empty buildings too. So let's hope that doesn't 100%. Happen. Yeah. So, that's tough. And also some snow coming this weekend. So maybe, you know, speaking of fires, perhaps the snow that's expected right tonight and tomorrow will help with the firefighting efforts, I hope. And I've been watching that crazy fire. Have you seen that in China?
Oh, yeah. Hong Kong.
Okay. Can you explain to me... And I don't know how much you're getting that's true out of there, but you're looking at these flames going up the side of the building. And apparently they use, are you ready for this? They use scaffolding that's made out of bamboo. Who does that? Tell me who does that. Yeah. I'm asking for a country. Who does that? Asking for a friend. Scaffolding that's made out of bamboo? And then according to what I've seen, the officials are, you know, they've already got a couple of people they've arrested because they were using materials they weren't supposed to use. Do you honestly believe that they didn't know they were using scaffolding made out of bamboo? It goes up that high. See, in America, somebody would have noticed like on the first floor and they would have said, bamboo, probably not. Right. But they go all the way up. Oh, nobody knew. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
sure, nobody knew.
I didn't know if that was like a real thing or somebody was just saying that on the internet. But like you said, if one building catches on fire, there's multiple. And there's like the apartment buildings. I saw at least 3 go up in the blaze.
I know. And they're so close together. And there are hundreds of people missing. We don't know how awful that would be to have hundreds of people. We don't know all the details. And, you know, anything that comes out of China, it makes you wonder if you're hearing anything that's true. Right. Because it's so, the news is obviously, the real stuff is kept behind the curtain, so to speak.
Right.
It's harder and harder for them to hide everything. But that just breaks my heart when that shouldn't happen. And listen, as you may know, I'm from Vegas, where we've had a couple of big fires. Well, one big one. The main one was the MGM fire. And a lot of lessons were learned during that fire. And there were 85 people killed, and it was horrible. But since then, it's the safest place in the entire world to stay. The high rises are amazing, and the training is amazing, and that kind of stuff shouldn't go on. But in China, I can't speak for the Chinese fire department. All right. Much more to come on the Mark Cox Morning Show, but let's start with the national anthem. Well, those fun people are off today. So we are here today. I'm Heidi Harris. Drew's here with me producing. And we're giving those kids a day off because, you know, they need it. They deserve it. And they'll be, in fact, I'll be in for Mark on Monday. But Kim will be with me, which will be fun because I have not worked with Kim since she had her second little boy.
Yes, she just got back this week too, so.
Yeah, look at her. She just got back. She's already taking a day off, you know, just, what do they call that? Quiet quitting? Is that what they call it now, Drew?
Sure.
I'd give her a hard time about that. We are broadcasting live. You can watch us on the Mark Cox Morning Show Facebook page. Woo, woo, woo. And let's see, I got some comments here this morning. I was talking about what was going on in China. And clearly, I don't know. I'm not there. I don't know anything about how they do, you know, building codes or construction or anything like that. But what I have heard is that apparently they were using bamboo scaffolding. And I just have never heard of such a thing. Bamboo? I can't imagine that getting past OSHA in America. Bamboo scaffolding? And I got a message on the message line. Will says, the bamboo scaffolding is more flexible than steel scaffolding. Well, so are noodles, but you don't use them. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just makes no sense to me. And the way this fire went up and caught these other buildings tells me there was no fireproofing on these buildings. So I don't really know the truth. I just know that it's sad that these people... we're stuck in this mess.
I know the construction in China has been like, you know, kind of suspect for a while. They built like a lot of the buildings they built kind of already are deteriorating within like 5 years. So kind of not surprised.
You know, I've actually seen some people online who will talk about things, you know, like on YouTube and stuff, and they'll talk about apartments in places like Russia and stuff. Have you seen that? Or China or Japan or now Japanese stuff seems to be a lot better, but people who live in these teeny tiny apartments or these horrible ones in Russia, I mean, even they're what I call luxury apartments, you know, and you know, it's just different because, you know, we in America, hopefully, you know, it shouldn't just be one day a year that you're incredibly grateful for the fact that you get to live here. But, you know, we take for granted that we actually have, you know, like, for example, if there's an earthquake in some third world country, thousands of people are killed. And in America, when that happens, that's not the case. You know, you might lose there are some people who are going to die, but not the thousands, because every house for 100 miles collapses because they're all made out of mud. You know, and there are no building codes. You know, we take for granted, you know, how amazing America is in so many ways. And I hate to see people in third world countries suffering because there are no building codes in a lot of these places. There just aren't. So I don't know what's happening with that. But get ready for the snow this weekend. That should be quite something. Supposed to happen on Friday or Saturday. They're saying that, I love this, the city's street department has activated its snow plan protocol. All right, so that means if you're a driver, you have to activate your protocol and learn how to drive in the snow, because there are a lot of people who can't drive on dry pavement. The minute there's snow or sleet or anything on the ground, it becomes an issue. We are going to talk this morning, of course, about this National Guard member who was killed. Horrific shooting happening yesterday. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later. We're going to be joined by Frank Miller this morning with Gordon Deal. We'll talk a little bit about Black Friday deals and things like that that are happening. Jim Carafano will be here from Heritage. I want to talk with him about this Afghan shooter who shot these two National Guard members. One of them is now deceased. And we'll also speak with Congressman Eric Burleson coming up a little bit later in the show. Trump is supposedly floating the idea of possibly extending Obamacare credits. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later in the show. That's pretty horrific as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that not a good idea. Trump is talking about acting against Venezuelan drug lords on land. There's also talk of some kind of a deal with Ukraine. And from everything I've seen and heard and read about this deal, it doesn't sound like it's that much of a deal for Ukraine. And we'll get to that coming up a little bit later, but that's kind of a mess. Let me get to Sarah first. This is really important. You probably saw this horrible shooting on Wednesday. National Guard member Sarah Beckstrom, 20 years old. 20 years old, this girl.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Killed by a guy who came into America under Biden as an Afghan. You know, they were allowing these people to come in, calling them, our allies and things like that. And now Trump's talking about stopping people in third world countries, all kinds of third world countries, from coming in here. Like, I don't know if he's going to be able to pull that off. His name is Ramanula Lakhanwal, 29 years old, entered the U.S. legally in 2021 under humanitarian parole as part of the Biden administration's what they call Operation Allies Welcome, following our withdrawal from Afghanistan. Now, here's the interesting thing about that. And I obviously, this guy's a monster. Apparently, to work with the CIA, whatnot. We'll get more of that information as it comes out. But, you know, everybody's going to start getting angry at all these people who came from Afghanistan. And we can't do that. And we also, I used to know a woman who had worked in Iraq as an interpreter with the American government. And she got to come to America because she said, I'll be killed if I stay here in my country. Once we left, she was going to be murdered for cooperating with America. So when we go to another country and there's some kind of a war, conflict, whatever you want to call it, there are times that we need the help of the natives. And if we can't count on those people, or, and not that we haven't walked away and left them stuck, because that's happened before, we know that. Oh, see ya, sayonara. That's happened. And then the people just get slaughtered. It's happened under other administrations. And we know it for a fact. But, you know, word gets around. And if we completely abandon all the people who helped us, legitimately helped us during wartime in a foreign country, and we just said, yeah, sorry, you know, sayonara, just, you know, you're on your own. We don't really care what happens to you. Not that everybody should be guaranteed necessarily to come to America, but I think these things should be considered. So the idea that we're never going to have people ever who work, I don't know how much he worked with the American government. I don't know. A lot of this has not come out yet. But there are people who say, well, none of these people should be here. Well, okay, really? None of them? Then guess what? The next time, if we have to go into any of these countries again, hopefully we don't, there's going to be nobody's going to help us, because we have a reputation of using you and having you help us and then seeing, you know, putting your life in danger and then see you later. We don't want that. But there, you know, there are people who don't appreciate what we have here in America. I know that's obvious. They come over here. They don't. They bring their same bad attitudes with them. You know, have you ever had somebody move into your neighborhood? This really is kind of similar to me. Have you ever had somebody move into your neighborhood who maybe shouldn't be there? In other words, you've worked really hard to live into, let's just say, a middle-class neighborhood. Okay, you're working your very best. You get into this neighborhood that may be nicer than the last one you lived in. And all of a sudden, somebody moves in down the street. Maybe they're renting. Maybe they bought it. Now they're parking their car on the lawn. And they're doing all the stuff that you tried to get away from, which is why you live in the nicer house. But they bring their attitude from the yuckier neighborhood into your neighborhood now. And maybe that's not the best parallel, but I think it is. Because there are people who will bring their same attitudes toward America, their hatred of America, their attitude toward women and various groups of people when they come here. They want to be here and they want to get the advantages of being in America and all the wonderful things that we do. But then they turn around and turn on us. That happens. And that sounds like that's what happened with this guy. Terrible. Just absolutely tragic. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. Hey, look at that. Where'd you find that, Drew? That's from my old Sunday show, huh?
Yeah, it's in the system. Still there.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. Happy to be here today. Happy Black Friday to you. It's hopefully going to be a good day. I don't know how it's going to go here. Frank Miller's going to be joining us from the this morning with Gordon Deal here coming up in a second. Let me know, Drew, when you get him. And we're going to talk a little bit about Black Friday and how big a deal it is. I mean, to me, it seems like it's not even a big deal anymore. I mean, there used to be a time everybody would line up in the cold in front of Best Buy or whatever and wait to get that TV. But now Black Friday's been going on for 2 months. Every time you turn around, it's Black Friday this and Black Friday that. And I don't know how many, I went to one store a month or so ago when it was pouring down rain, which was kind of unique for where I live. And it was packed. Maybe it was because it's a rainy day. So I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking if the economy's that bad, I don't know. It's certainly not reflected by this crowd. Frank Miller, this morning with Gordon Deal. How are you, sir? Welcome to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark.
Good morning, Heidi. Yeah, thank you so much. And I hope you had a good Thanksgiving and happy Black Friday. Yeah, take a look at the market.
Thank you very much. So,
yeah.
You got to tell me about the markets?
I was and I am. Yeah, so stock futures are looking a little bit higher. They're off of early highs, though. There's some breaking news. There's just been a reported outage at the at a Chicago data area data center, which is impacting the CME. Overall, stock futures a little bit higher. Not much movement so far ahead of a shortened session. Stock markets are set to close at 1 p.m. Eastern today. NVIDIA shares may remain in focus following some reports that Meta Platforms is in talk with Google to use its custom AI chips. Now, the company is reportedly looking to buy some billions of dollars worth of Google's TPUs for data centers starting in 2027, and they may rent TPU capacity as early as next year. Fellow tech giant HP is looking to cut up to 10% of its workforce, or about 4,000 to 6,000 jobs, as part of an AI-driven transformation strategy. Restructuring is looking to generate some $1 billion in gross cost savings. Campbell's has terminated its vice president, Martin Bally, after a recording surfaced of him earlier this week, making offensive comments about the company's products and employees. Bally allegedly described Campbell's products as, quote, highly processed and for poor people, and also made derogatory remarks about employees. Campbell's, though, defending the quality of its food and its ingredients, saying that the comments were false and do not reflect the company's values. Package delivery giant UPS indefinitely grounding its fleet of MD-11 aircraft following a fatal crash earlier this month that killed 14 people. That grounding is due to inspections and repairs required to meet FAA guidelines. Apple is expected to surpass Samsung as the world's leading smartphone seller in 2025. That's the first time that'll happen in over a decade. Counterpoint Research says that Apple's market share is expected to reach 19% this year. Samsung's is expected to fall to around 18.5%. Apple's expected to maintain its market lead through 2029. Well, like we said, it is Black Friday, and Amazon's alerting its over 300 million customers to be vigilant against cyber criminals that are impersonating company representatives. The FBI says that account takeover fraud has resulted in over $260 million in losses for more than 5,000 complaints since January. Some new data showing just what consumers are looking to buy this Black Friday weekend. And it's not luxury goods so much as it is essential items. Even socks are included. Shoppers expected to spend less overall this Friday compared to last year. A lot of that due to affordability concerns. Consumers just looking for good deals. The National Retail Federation expects a record number of shoppers, though, nearly 190 million. They're expected to do at least some online shopping between now and Cyber Monday this year. And finally, well, the anticipated premiere of Stranger Things Season 5 caused a brief outage on Netflix yesterday, even despite Netflix increasing bandwidth by 30%. The sheer number of viewers tuning into the highly anticipated series finale led to the temporary disruption. Netflix acknowledged the issue, stating that service was recovered within 5 minutes, and it was unusual for a non-live streamed event. By the way, Season 5 of Stranger Things expected to deliver another $200 million for Netflix. I have to admit, though, I didn't contribute to that. Much of my day yesterday was spent watching the National Dog Show. Back to you, Heidi.
Did you really watch the dog show, Frank?
I did. My wife is a big dog person, and so we watched it at 12, and then we watched the replay later in the day. So, yes, we love puppies in our house. So there you go.
Well, listen, I'm not going to criticize you because I love to watch the dog show myself. I was just watching football all day long. I didn't know it was on. I would have watched it. Who won? Was it a poodle again? Tell me.
You know what? You know, it's funny because, like, we always watch it, but I never see who wins. Like, we just like watching the dogs, and then our dogs and our cat, you know, likes watching it on the TV, and I don't honestly know who won. I went to Google it before it went on the air here, and I don't know who won, honestly, but that's not the point. It's the, the competition, I guess, is all that matters. It's just fun to watch the dogs.
Well, it's fun, and they have a lot of new breeds and that kind of thing. Let's talk for a second about Black Friday. You talked about the Black Friday stats, and, you know, it looks like people are going to be watching their wallets a little more closely and buying, you know, things that they actually, you know, you're talking about socks and things that people definitely need as opposed to just buying a lot of luxury items this year.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, people are just pinching pennies and just looking to save any way they can. And, you know, even myself, it's like we, with the pets and local pet store has a lot of like deals and Black Friday stuff. So we're going to stock up and, you know, get some of the big 50 pound bags of dog food. And hopefully that'll last us through 2027. But the way our dog eats, you never know. It could last until Monday. So there you go.
Right. Well, no, that's not a bad. I didn't realize that some pet food places did that. But see, here's the thing. Black Friday. We remember when people would sit there in front of Best Buy in their lounge chair all night long, right? Waiting for that TV or Walmart or whatever. And now, I mean, Black Friday's been going on for 2 months. That it's kind of lost any kind of cachet that it ever had.
Well, it's funny because my son was asking about that, you know, about a week ago. He's like, oh, they've already got Black Friday sales going on. I'm like, well, yeah, they've had Black Friday sales going on probably since October at this point, you know, because, yeah, like you said, yeah, you know, all the camping out and all that stuff. And, you know, I think instead of setting up camping chairs, people are just going on to their favorite website and just hitting the refresh to hope their deal comes back in stock, you know. So, yeah, the times have changed, you know, it's just how it is.
Yeah, they have definitely have changed. And this year, people are looking at things a little more closely, I think, as far as watching their wallets. But
absolutely.
The shopping has definitely changed. I've noticed a lot. Now, I used to be the queen of the drive-thru. I mean, I was in the drive-thru several times a week just getting fast food. And that's gotten so expensive.
Yeah,
you know, I heard Gordon Deal talking about, you know, Gordon Deal was talking this morning before I came on about the whole idea of how lunch is now $20 and it's costing people a fortune. And I'm thinking, yeah, I used to be able to get a burrito and a drink or whatever for $5. Good luck finding that anymore.
You know, it's funny because like a lot of the sit down restaurants, you know, like the national chains and stuff, it's like you can go get a sit down and a steak and all kinds of stuff for cheaper than you can get a lot of drive throughs these days. You know,
yes.
Like you go to the local, I won't mention the specific names, but there's a major, you know, one of the major fast food chains, you know, you get the bill and it's like $40, $50. It's like, wow, I could like have a steak dinner for this. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, for that, I could pick up a hot chicken and a loaf of French bread and take it home and have it for 3 days.
Right. Yeah,
I know it bothers me because I do love my fast food and I hate the fact that it costs so much now. But, you know, that's a lot of factors are at play, obviously. And then they're trying to make themselves sound like they're a deal. But you get, you know, a half of the food for even not even close to the old price.
Right. And in order to get the prices, you have to go onto their app and you have to sign up for the account. You have to apply the deal. Then you have to make sure the deal is valid during. I mean, it's like it's not just like presenting the coupon at the counter anymore. You got to go through the app and apply all these deals. You got to be like an IT technician a lot of times just to order a meal and save a few bucks. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do, I guess, to put a few extra bucks in your wallet.
That's true. My husband works at the app like a boss for the grocery store. He doesn't do the fast food thing, but he works it like a boss, and he saves us a fortune. I don't like it because to me, it's just reminds me of Big Brother. They're spying on everything you buy, and I don't like that. But some people don't mind giving up a little of privacy to have all their information, you know, to have it out there to save a few dollars.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a difference between paying, you know, $5 for a double cheeseburger or 10. You know, is that worth your privacy? I'm not the one to answer that question, but, you know, that could be a topic for discussion someday for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I can honestly say I have never downloaded a fast food app. And every time you go to McDonald's, which I don't do, even though their cookies are great, I don't go there that often because I just, you know, don't anymore. It's too expensive. But when you pull up there, the first thing they ask you is, are you using the app? And I'm thinking, no, I'm just here in person. Isn't that good enough?
I know. And it's almost like you're the outlier. It's like, whatever happens. Yeah, no. I mean, if you pay with cash, I mean, then you really get the double stare. You know, it's not only expected to use the app, it's like cash. It's like, okay, what's that? I don't know. So,
you know what it's becoming? It's becoming like young people say, if you say hello to somebody in a Starbucks or something, you're considered creepy. But if you get on an app and they have no idea who's really behind that, then that's okay to approach somebody that way through an app.
Yep, there you go. It's the safety net, you know, I guess anonymity, I guess, is what do they call it? Keyboard muscles and all that sort of fun stuff. It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's a very 2025 has just been a really weird year. And I hope 26 brings a little more normalcy, but we'll see. I don't know.
Yes, we will. Thank you, Frank Miller from This Morning with Gordon Deal. Thanks for joining the Mark Cox Morning Show. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. Good morning. Happy Black Friday. You can watch us doing this live on the Mark Cox Morning Show Facebook page. Don't forget about the text line. It's kind of a new thing, and I'm hoping you're taking advantage of it. 314-241-9797. 341. So just focus on the 241-9797. 314-241-9797. Just text us. Say hello. Got somebody saying good morning to us. As Drew, producer, and I are here today, I don't want to call us the skeleton crew because that's not fair. We're the holiday crew. How about that, Drew? Does that work for the holiday crew today?
I'll take skeleton crew.
Skeleton crew? Yeah. Okay. All right. But we're just giving the crew a day off, and that's always fun. We were talking about National Guard member Sarah Beckstrom of West Virginia, who has been murdered by that creep who shot her, and a man named Andrew Wolf, another National Guard member. He's 24. He's in critical condition. Hopefully he'll survive. Just terrible. Shot by an Afghan national who was brought in 2021, you know, supposedly because he was an ally of America. And, you know, obviously we don't want to paint everybody with the same brush. Nobody wants to do that because there are plenty of homegrown people who do awful things in America. So we don't want to do that. But I will tell you a story. Many years ago, my father had cancer, and we went into the oncologist's office, and this is when the anthrax attacks happened. So this is 2002, probably. So we went in, I remember the year, I think, so approximately that time, it was 2002. So we went into his office, and this doctor was from Iran. And because I do what I do, I said, "So what do you think about the anthrax attacks, doctor?" You know, my dad's sitting there. And he looked at me, he said, "You Americans are weak." He said, "You don't know how they think. I do." He said, "I moved here in 1980 during the Olympics, and they questioned me, you know," and he went on and on and on. And he said, "You need to round up every single one of those people and talk to them and blah, blah, blah." And he just had no patience for it because he understands the thinking when you're raised differently. Now, once again, that's not everybody. It wasn't him. He's not hurting people. There are a lot of people from these other countries who are not here to hurt us. They are here to become Americans because they appreciate what we have and who we are. And there are plenty of people from countries that aren't necessarily third world to come in here and don't appreciate America. They just come here because they think it's easier to live here. They appreciate all the good stuff we have, you know, the nice roads that actually work and the things that we have. But they don't, you know, they don't necessarily love this country. And that's a shame. Because it used to be that you came to America and you actually considered it a privilege to be here. You were excited to be here and you wanted to add to America. You wanted to do something with your life. And I'm not saying you had to be some wealthy entrepreneur down the road, because tons of people in the world are not ever going to be wealthy entrepreneurs, but that doesn't mean they're not adding to society. But you could be a productive member of society, working, things like that. But nowadays, you know, it seems like we've got a lot of people who just don't appreciate who we are. I mean, we've got people who come in from third world countries, especially Muslim countries. They come into America. What do? Their daughter dates the wrong guy, so they drown her in the pool. They're glad you have a pool here in America. Oh, I didn't realize it was for you to drown your daughter. You're supposed to swim in that, pal. And there have been stories like that. Daughters run over with cars by dads because they were dating the wrong guy and they were Muslim. And dad didn't like it. And certainly that's not all Muslims. I'm not saying that either. But it's very difficult. How do you know who's going to become a radical or who always hated you and just never let you know it? Right, you could be working next to somebody who hates your guts and they don't reveal it. And they'll turn on you on a dime. We've all dealt with that. You don't know. How do you know who these people are? Who legitimately hate America and want to change them. There are lots of people who come in here and now they're trying to push for Sharia law in various places. No, no, no. We don't do that here. You want Sharia law? Go live where there's dirt on the ground instead of pavement. Go live there. You want Sharia law? Because that's the kind of government and those are the kind of government services that brings you. Go live there. But no, they want to move to European countries or here. And have entire neighborhoods that the cops are afraid to go into because it's a Sharia law neighborhood. This kind of stuff's crazy. But how do you separate the people who don't do that, who are welcome to come to America and believe differently than I do? They're welcome to do that. This is a country where we're supposed to be religiously free. But you're not allowed to come in and start killing us and trying to force us to believe what you believe, or we're going to kill you, hurt you, hate you. That's not how we live here in America. You know, when I was a kid, my mom would drive me around the neighborhood, you know, running errands and whatnot. And she would point to my friends. I had a friend who was Mormon. One of my best friends was Mormon as a little girl. I am not. And one of my other friends was Catholic. And I went to a synagogue when I was a Girl Scout, and that was really cool. And, you know, my mom would just drive me around to, "Oh, that's so-and-so's church. That's so-and-so's where they go." But there was no comment made about we don't like those people, or they go there on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, so they're not like us. Never. So I don't understand. I have real trouble understanding religious intolerance. You know, we're going to tolerate your religion, but you're not allowed to bring the bad parts of it here. Like, you can't beat your wife on a street corner. You can do it in Riyadh and no one's going to care. Can't pull that crap here. We're Americans. We don't allow that. Not that it doesn't happen here. I'm not saying that. But, you know, the way you define a society is not by what happens there, because there's evil in every society. There's nobody who gets off the hook. We're all sinners. We're all basically rotten. We're all going to do the things we're not supposed to be doing. But the way you define a society, the way I look at it is, you define the society by what you tolerate, what's okay with you. You know, if I see a dog running in the street, I'm going to try to save that dog. I do it all the time. Pull over, get the dog in my car, try to find out who the owner is, stop traffic from hitting it. I've done that. I've gotten dogs off freeways and everything. And I'll do it because that's the kind of person. A lot of places in the world, please. Are you kidding me? I don't care about that. But in America, lots of people are like that. Lots of people will try to stop and help you in all kinds of situations. Not everywhere, I get it. But, I think we're pretty darn good in a lot of ways. So if you're going to come here and you're not going to appreciate who we are, and you're going to try to shoot this, a 20-year-old girl, National Guardsman, and 20 years old, you're going to shoot people for standing on a corner trying to provide security in America? No, we don't need you here. But how do you weed these people out? That's the question. How do you do it? Because people can lie to you. They can tell you, oh, that's good. I'm good with the America. And, you know, the laws, and the women can wear the shorts, and that's good. I'm good with that. And all these different things. How do you know? How do you know who's going to turn on you? You don't know. It's very difficult to determine. You know, when they had that big mess in Rwanda back, it was in 1991, with 800,000 people chapped each other to death. You know, there were people who were babysitting each other's kids, and the next week, they were trying to kill the other folks, the Hutus and the Tutsis, people who had lived in a lot of cases side by side peacefully. All of a sudden, some things changed. A plane crashed and other things changed. I won't get into all that, but some things changed. And all of a sudden, people who had lived peacefully side by side, all these hidden resentments came out. All the stuff came out. And 800,000 people were killed within a year. People who had previously lived side by side fairly peacefully. Things can turn on a dime, my friends. They can. I mean, it gets so heavy here on Black Friday. But, it's hard to know who these people are, who our enemies are in America. Very, very difficult. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Cox. Don't forget that text line's always open, 314-241-9797. Coming right back.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.